Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, that's life. You guys, I've been up here for 3 years now, and it's, we're human. We're going to make mistakes. I mean, that's what humans do. And then what do? You fight like hell to fix it. That's what you do. Individually and collectively, from the player level to the position coach level and then to the coordinator level, and we make sure that we fight like hell to eliminate it. Man, has it been hard on him. I mean, I'm just telling you, for a guy that loves to play football and loves to be out there with his teammates, it's been a struggle because like any player, to be able to shine, you want to feel your best. Well, I think Coach addressed it. I'd rather leave it at that. Coach already addressed it. What I was fired up about offensively was we looked like our old selves. We really did. I mean, we were better in the red zone. We were much better on third downs. We kept drives going.
All right. That's Todd Monken, offensive coordinator, Baltimore Ravens. Met with the media yesterday. Late yesterday, because practice was really late. And that particular subject was Derrick Henry, which has been maybe the main talking point, Nolan, of the week. So we had into Christmas Eve. What's up, everybody? Where was Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter? A game in which he was kind of dominating, especially in the second half. And he said Coach addressed it. But did he really? No one! 3 days after the fact, and now we got to start worrying about, you know, the Packers coming up on Saturday. But no one has really given a definitive, Harbaugh wanted to go into the time machine and all of this. Todd Monken and Fred Astaire at it, if anything, and passed the buck. Where the hell was Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter of a game in which he helped put you up 11 points? He scored the touchdown. And never saw the field again.
I mean, he did answer it.
He did.
Well, I mean, he gave multiple answers. I mean, look, nobody's satisfied with it.
I can't keep up with one of them.
I mean, the excuses were weak or lame, however you want to slice it. And he did kind of place blame all around. It went, you know, players, position coach. I don't know if Monken was mentioned by name, but it really went around to everybody.
Harbaugh, you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And if you want to say that this was... I think it is admission, him saying, yeah, if I had a do-over, he'd be out there. I mean, what else is he supposed to say at this point? He screwed up. There's no excuse that we're going to accept. And that's that. So, I mean, would it have been nice if Monken gave you a little something yesterday and then didn't immediately push to, well, you know what? We actually looked like our old selves. We looked pretty good. Well, you didn't look like your old selves on the last two drives. I mean, if you truly did, let's say Derrick Henry wasn't on the team. Derrick Henry gets hurt earlier in the game. You don't have him. If you were truly looking like your old selves, you would have closed out that game with a double-digit lead.
With Derrick Henry running the ball.
Either way.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I hear what you're saying, but not buying the reasons, excuses, whatever the case may be. But Todd Monken there given an opportunity to maybe take blame for the situation, because John Harbaugh's getting cooked this week. And Todd Monken is the OC. Willie Taggart's the running back coach. And then you have another guy who's the run game. I mean, there's a lot of people involved. There's a pecking order. But when it comes to play calling, Monken's in the skybox. Taggart's on the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Harbsy's standing there yelling at refs or whatever he's doing. So Todd Monken, not going to make me feel any better. You know, I still have to pay a $350 gas and electric bill, but... You know,
it's oddly specific.
Yeah, I kind of screwed up. I don't know. And then the whole that the Monken kind of doubling down on Harbaugh saying there's a rotational thing. It just I didn't get it then. I don't get it now. And I guess Nolan at this point, why even stress out about it?
Doesn't change anything.
Right.
I mean, what's done is done. And if you're like me, you think what's done is that the Ravens are done and they don't have a chance. I know the odds say they technically do and you need a little bit of help. But as far as I'm concerned, if you made it this far in the season, you're relying on Cleveland to win to help you and save your season, you're done. You are. Could they beat the Steelers? Sure. Anything could happen. I mean, we didn't think the Steelers would beat the Lions.
No.
But I'm not going to go into this weekend excited or even if the Ravens win on Saturday. I mean, it'd be unexpected. Spoiler alert, I'm not picking the Ravens. But, right. You know, come Sunday, am I going to root for the Browns? Sure, I'll root for the Browns. But I'm not going to be sitting there like, oh, this is going to, we're back, man. We're going to save the season. Let's go beat Pittsburgh and it's all okay. No, I mean, even if they do end up making Week 18 matter, we know where this team is heading.
No Lamar practiced yesterday with a back contusion and they're back at it. And it was a walkthrough yesterday. So there you go with Green Bay, Jordan Love. He's dealing in a – he did practice on a limited basis, but he's in protocol. Malik Willis, the backup, dealing with a shoulder, even though he did say, you know, he'll be ready to rock and roll coming up here on Saturday night. Packers are 3-point favorites in this game. Green Bay's still trying to clinch a playoff spot, so they have everything to play for. Ravens need to win, and as you just said, Nolan, need Cleveland to beat the Steelers, and – I would assume Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers and the rest, minus DK Metcalf, they're going to go for the jugular against the Browns, who are banged up. Judkins is out. Sanders, his hands all mangled up and everything. Myles Garrett is going for the sack record, so there's an incentive there. And they're professional athletes trying to win. It's a rivalry game going back to the old NFL. But Pittsburgh sees the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's going to be an AFC North championship, which gives them a home playoff game, opponent to be determined.
Well, I know we've been very confused about standings this year and seeding and all that. But if I'm not mistaken, Ravens lose on Saturday. It doesn't matter. Steelers could rest all their starters.
Oh, yeah. So as far Ravens lose, Steelers clinch.
Yeah. So as far as going to the going for the jugular, I mean, they're just kind of sitting back and waiting. But
yeah, I'm cool seeing it, assuming the Ravens are going to win. And full disclosure, spoiler alert, I'm picking Green Bay to win the game because they have important things to handle themselves. Yes, if the Ravens lose, Pittsburgh clinches the AFC North.
But even still, and you mentioned the Metcalf suspension, that's upheld, so he's out for the next 2 weeks. T.J. Watt, what's going on with him? Is he going to be able to play this week? Even if he was close to getting back, I'd just say, hey, take another week. Get yourself right for the playoffs. You know, that's when it's most important. That's when we need you. That's historically when you kind of disappear. I wouldn't say that to him, but, sure. You know, I'm just thinking here, like, you know, what do they have to play for on Sunday if the Ravens lose? So no need to push it. But they should, in theory, even without those guys, should be heavily favored over Cleveland, shouldn't have any issue taking them down.
Yeah, looking at the spread right now, Pittsburgh only -3 against the Browns. And this is according to, pick your favorite sports book when it's all said and done. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haney. Vinny's on vacation. Vinny will not be back until after the new year. Mike Pope's on the other side of the glass. We'll talk to him. Mike, of course, big time 105.7 The Fan employee. It's Christmas Eve. And if you want to get in and talk about the Ravens, no Lamar yesterday, back contusion. Does it mean he's not going to play Saturday? I think that might be more of a reality, perhaps, than even Jordan Love being under center. Coming up on Saturday at 8 o'clock, Peacock is your viewing network. But if Lamar don't go, Ravens can maintain with Tyler Huntley, right? I think.
Yeah, I mean, they beat the Bears with him. Yeah. So.
And I don't think the Bears have lost since then, or there may have been one in between. Bottom line is they can compete, but circumstances probably still have to go in their favor to some level.
Here. Right, and I think some of this will probably come up when we do our own version of Keys to Victory here a little bit later in the show.
Outscore the Packers.
Yeah, that's a starter. Yeah. That's a starter. But I think when we get to that, you'll really see with Huntley in mind that it's more about just don't screw it up, right? We don't need you to be Superman. You know, be the game manager, even if that has a negative connotation to it. I don't think it does. If you're talking about a backup, that's exactly what I want him to be. Manage the game. Don't turn it over. Give us a shot. Run the ball with Derrick Henry. We get back to that talking point. So, yeah, I think he doesn't have to be running around out there doing Lamar stuff, you know, picking up a fumble and throwing it for a 50-yard bomb. Just be Tyler Huntley. He was extremely efficient against the Bears.
Sure.
Even used his legs a few times, but not to Lamar level.
They didn't lose the game because of Tyler Huntley this past Sunday against the New England Patriots. But here we are, Christmas Eve. What do you want under your Christmas tree, Baltimore sports fans, heading into the 2026 calendar year and for our sports landscape? And the big three, and I'm saying this as a Baltimore native, a guy who's done this for 27 years and has listened to sports talk for a bazillion more, it's the Orioles, it's the Ravens, it's Maryland men's basketball. That's the big three. Maryland football gets in there. Other things can creep into the equation. But the big three talking points, just go back to March when Maryland is making their run, and then the Kevin Willard drama. That was news, almost overshadowed opening day because it was coinciding. It's Ravens, Orioles, and Maryland hoops. As we look at the calendar year of 26, I'd like another starting pitcher for the Orioles. One that slides everyone down into different roles. I'll go with that. Maryland hoops. Stop turning the ball over so much because they've recruited well for 2026. So the influx of talent's coming in. I mean, is there enough that could maybe give you hope that they could be testy going into January, February, and March? And I'm going to make excuses. I'll go Maryland Homer. Buzz still has not had Buzz because we're close friends here on 105.7 The Fan. Buzz Williams still hasn't had his full complement of players for an extended period of time. Seriously. I mean, it just not even 2 weeks. Haven't had his projected starting five at all this year. Mm-hmm. So, well.
Right, you're without your best player right now. I mean, that's the best way to put it. I mean, that's case in point right there. I'll say my Christmas wish for Maryland basketball, at least, just beat one ranked team this year. You got plenty of opportunities.
Oh, no doubt.
Had plenty of opportunities so far. Now, did I expect them to beat, like, Gonzaga or any team like that? No. Alabama, certainly not. But a game like this past Saturday, that was there. That was for the taking.
They were leading against Michigan in the second half. Yeah,
that's true, too. One ranked win. That's all I'm asking.
I think that's going to happen. Will it propel things for this year? Is this going to be taking the beating sort of season year one? Possibly. Looks like it will be, but you never know. And Buzz Williams' track record says that if Maryland's going to be doormats this year, it's not going to last long. For the calendar year of the Ravens 26, under my Christmas tree, I don't know. Renegotiate Lamar's contract and get him an offensive line?
That's got to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really... Santa's looking at that like, that's already... What are you talking about?
Yeah. So what's under your Christmas tree, Baltimore sports fan, heading into the calendar year of 26? It's Bob Haney, Dolan McGraw. It's Mike Pope. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583. 105.7. We'll get our keys to victory coming up later this hour. Cordell Woodland, he'll be joining us at the top of the hour. Preview Ravens at Packers, whip around 11:15. And Jeff Ehrman, inside MDSports.com. Talk about what's going on there in College Park with the men's basketball team. Women are ranked highly, but they're dropping like flies because of injuries, players-wise. And Mike Locksley, I mean, could he be going into a season where he's on the hot seat? Maybe that's a duh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Be totally honest with you, but what's under your Christmas tree as a Baltimore sports fan as we head into 2026, and we'll get into New Year's next week. But the highlight of the Baltimore sports year of the Big Three, and there's some other stuff that's been going on for sure. Derek Queen's buzzer beater against Colorado State put Maryland Sweet 16 for the first time since 9 years. I challenge anyone to say that there's been a bigger moment than that sports-wise.
Well, how about this? And yeah. I think I'd probably still lean Derek Queen because it's an in-game moment. It's a real, actual, tangible thing. But what about signing Pete Alonso and everything
that's huge.
Symbolizes for what we expect about the future of Orioles baseball? You know, changing the trend of not handing out that kind of contract. So really, anybody. Forget guys in-house. I mean, Chris Davis got it as an in-house guy, yeah. But even that was forever ago. They haven't given that out to anybody. But I think that's the only thing that could really challenge
that's huge. Yeah. Matter of fact, that might be a strong second. And say, what do we got? 7 days left, literally a week. Maybe Ranger Suarez or Framber Valdez. Then if you package that up with Ward. Now, who knows? Grace Rodriguez turned out to be the next Tom Seaver. We don't know. Okay. but if they sign a Valdez on top of a Alonso, bringing Helsley in, who's been a two-time All-Star. That's a strong second.
I mean, I'm comfortable in them knowing and being pretty confident in them not being done. That for me, I'm good right now.
I'd be pissed if they were done.
Sure.
I think we'd all be running hot.
To some level. It wouldn't be on the same level as last year, but right. It would be, all right, you took that first step with Alonso, like you dipped your toe in the contract waters. Why stop now? Like that's really the whole point. But if we're asking Santa Claus for it, and he's a busy guy today, I mean, we're pretty late here with our requests. We could say that. It feels almost selfish to be like, hey, you gave you Pete Alonso. What else do you want?
Yeah, well,
you spoiled
more.
Brat.
More. I want more. I want Xbox and I want every fancy game that goes with it. But what's under your Christmas tree, since it is Christmas Eve, Baltimore sports fans, Ravens getting to the playoffs. That's more of a pipe dream. That's like praying to win the Powerball. Kind of, hey, Santa Claus, I'd like to win the Powerball. And I would, by the way, but maybe on that level, not as dire of course, but what gives you any confidence that the Ravens are going to go to Green Bay, even if Lamar's playing, to be honest with you, and beat the Packers?
That would be the most fitting. Of course, it changes things we were just talking about. If the Ravens lose, then Pittsburgh doesn't have to place an emphasis on playing starters. But wouldn't it be fitting that, you know, the Ravens lose and then the Steelers lose? And you're sitting there saying, like, oh, we really had a real shot?
Or how about this? The Ravens win, Steelers lose, and then the Ravens lose to the Steelers in the last game.
That is the more fitting.
That would be the fitting end to the season. But what do you think, Bob? Andy Dolan McGraw, Mike Pope on the other side of the glass. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up? Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that good stuff.
Same to you, Bob. Same to you, Nolan. But, Bob, I have to ask you one musical question.
Yes.
You know I always do. If you had a chance to go back in time, who would you rather go see in concert? AC/DC with Bon Scott or the Jimi Hendrix Experience in 1967?
I'm going to AC/DC 1979 with the
Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. All day long. I love Jimmy. I hear Jimmy. And I listen to Jimmy. But watching Bon Scott doing Girls Got Rhythm and Highway to Hell in real time as it's happening, bring it on, baby.
And a whole lot of Rosie.
I'm
kind of caught. I wouldn't mind seeing Jimmy because it would be kind of cool to see him the way he was in 67 with that. That would have been...
Well, you're seeing something that had never happened before. Like 79 AC/DC bands, and I mean, Aerosmith and Stone. I mean, you get it. I mean, Hendrix was like, what the hell is this? That sort of thing.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's why the crowd always was in a daze, or was that just because of the LSD?
I mean, Eric Clapton almost quit playing guitar when he saw Hendrix. Like, there's no way I'm going to top this guy.
Yeah, because Pete Townsend went out and said, hey, there's a guy out there that is going to blow both of us away with Eric Clapton and Townsend. I agree with that. But so here's the deal. If we get to a situation during the State of the Ravens, and it's John Harbaugh sitting up there at the table and Eric DeCostas, and no Steve Bisciotti, we're back to where we always are. I know there probably won't be a Steve Bisciotti sitting at the table, but it will tell if Harbaugh's sitting at that table, and we're back to the same old, same old. And the confidence in the Ravens is more to me on the coaching. I mean, I'm always waiting in the game for the coaching staff to do something stupid like they did in this game. It's a constant. It's a national talk. Everybody talks about it nationally. It's embarrassing. It's actually embarrassing to keep hearing they had a 260-pound running back and they chose not to run him. It's the same thing. But here's another thing. The Ravens had 2 minutes and 7 seconds left. How many other teams or whatever that we've seen would have gone down the field like knife through butter against the Ravens and scored? The first pass by Huntley was 5 yards back, and then they lost 5 yards, and you're like, what are you doing? And then, you know, when Zay was doing his zig and zagging, I said, oops, it's probably going to fumble the ball, and there it was. It's the Ravens' way, Bob. It's been this way. I don't have confidence in them beating Green Bay, which I'm sure a lot of fans are thrilled that it's going to be on Peacock as well. So if they don't have Peacock, they're going to have to
actually,
order.
Actually, I think locally it'll be on Channel 11.
True.
But yeah, you do get a local affiliate. But if you're living in Philadelphia, if you want to watch a Ravens game, yes, you need to watch it on Peacock.
Yeah, I mean, it's been time for a change. I mean, if this... And people saying that, oh, Lamar was faking, come on. I mean, the guy wants to play. He wants to be out there, which we know. Yes, he's missed practice. It's been a terrible season. But, he is almost a three-time MVP, okay? There's something with this team that seems to get held behind that they don't win. We have to hear again, last thing, is during the championship game, why did they only run the ball? We keep seeing the same pattern over and again. That's why you see on Pardon the Interruption, Mike Wilbon constantly killing the Ravens about how do you not run Derrick Henry? I mean, they do it constantly. How come the coaches don't feel the same way? What are they seeing that everybody else is not seeing? So anyway,
all right, Rob. Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, and let there be rock. How's that?
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we can go, we talked about it yesterday, Nolan. We can go back to 2019 season in the loss to Tennessee when they were down, what, 7 maybe at halftime? I don't remember the exact score, but it wasn't double digits. And Gus Edwards had just had a brilliant game. He did fumble in that regular season finale because Ingram was banged up, as he told us a couple of weeks ago down at Convention Center, Mark Ingram. They didn't run the ball then. When they were at that year, they were the best rushing team in the history of football. And G-Ro called that game like they were down 30 points. And then 2 years ago against KC, I'm not, maybe, I guess, against Buffalo to some level. They didn't run it enough, but 23 against the Chiefs and definitely 19 against Tennessee. It was like, what the bleep are you doing here?
Those are the prominent ones. There's been other instances in the regular season over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like this isn't the first time we talked about it with Henry since he's been here in the regular season. So that's the thing. If you don't make any changes, it's going to keep happening. And to go back to the Harbaugh point about, you know, end of season press conference. I mean, if they're firing Harbaugh, it's the Monday after that last game. There won't be any waiting period. Because if you're going to make a change, you want to get out there and be a part of the cycle right away. Because that's when all the firings happen. So there won't be any mystery to it. We'll know that Monday. But the whole Harbaugh not being, doesn't call plays, right? He isn't seemingly hands-on in that way. If you're going to be the delegator, if you're going to be the CEO, you got to be elite in those late game situations. And he's not. He constantly mismanages the clock, mismanages time, timeouts, decisions to go for two, fourth down decisions. It's all a mystery to the point where they tried to bring Jerry Rosberg back to help him out with that. That blew up for whatever reason, and they didn't seek any additional help. But they were willing to bring in help, even if it was a familiar face, to help Harbaugh in those situations. So that's an admission right there that he isn't fully capable of doing it himself. And he's shown us multiple times that he's not. So again, if you're not hung up on the whole he doesn't call plays thing, that's fine. And like I said yesterday, there's a long tenure of him here where him being the CEO was good. It worked. They won a Super Bowl that way. But you have to be locked in those late game situations. And people mention it all the time. Every time the camera pans to John Harbaugh in those late game situations, it's a look of confusion. It's a look of, this is my first year in the NFL on a sideline, not my 18th year.
I believe Jimi Hendrix had a song called Man of Confusion way back when. As we try to tie it all together, Bob Andy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. He'll be back after the first of the year, but we're coming back taking your phone calls. Ravens getting 3 at Green Bay. We don't know if Jordan Love's going to play. Lamar didn't practice yesterday. Doesn't really matter. If the Ravens do manage to eke into the playoffs, and they would be eking in, and they lose, would they be one and done? But I think the more likely scenario would be Cleveland beats Pittsburgh, Ravens win, stun Green Bay with maybe Malik Willis playing less than 100%, and then the Steelers beat him in the finale. Like, just get this crap over with.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
In 2025, Nolan, we've talked a lot all week long and already this morning about Derrick Henry and where the hell he was in the fourth quarter. But where was the defense? He said, correct me if I'm wrong, schematically, they knew what they were supposed to do. The game plan was fine. They just didn't execute it properly there.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, at least the I'm trying to go back and look at the game log here. The first of the two touchdown drives for the Patriots there in the fourth quarter, there was that insane deep bomb. I believe that was the first drive. Might have been the second. Either way, where Drake May just stood there tall in the pocket, wasn't afraid of pressure coming in his face, and just delivered an absolute moon ball that lands perfectly in the receiver's hands. It was right on the money. Still a good catch and everything, but, I mean, he was well covered.
It was a contested catch, for
right.
Sure.
So, I mean, you see something like that, it's like, okay, well, all right, next play. What can you do from there? But that set him up inside the 10, probably even inside the 5. So, to be honest, I didn't think the defense was, like, compared to some of their previous meltdowns in the fourth quarter, this one was a little more mild. I felt like they still played somewhat true to what they had earlier in the game when things were clicking. I tip the cap to Drake May. I know it kind of is a lame excuse, and nobody wants to hear it when you're up double digits. But to me, again, this blown lead is more about the offense and what they weren't able to do than what the defense did do.
And let's give credit to Drake May and Stephon Diggs as well, because the Ravens had no answer for him. Stephon Diggs got a lot of big plays, especially at crunch time. There was the one reception, I believe it was Wiggins went in for the pick, and he barely missed it. I could be wrong. And then Diggs turned that into a chunk play, which led to another score. So, you know, the veteran receiver might not have the burst he did when he was coming out of Good Counsel to Maryland as a five-star recruit, been an all-pro in Minnesota and Buffalo. You know, he went back into the hands of time, and I saw after the game, he's saying, yeah, I had like 100 people here, you know, because he, you know, right, Baltimore's Baltimore, DMV's not Baltimore, DMV's not Baltimore, Baltimore's Baltimore, but DMV, it's easily accessible to sure. M&T Bank State.
Right, now that you mention it, you're right, that third down play where Wiggins, you know, batted the ball down, but he did get his hands on it, honestly, should have been in a game-ending interception there. That's probably the biggest knock I would have against the defense, but that's more of an individual thing
sure.
for Wiggins. And then, all right, Ardarius Washington read the play correctly on fourth down, but for whatever, they said he slipped, so he's already a half step behind. He's already not the longest armed guy in the world, so he's diving out there trying to get a fingertip on it, and it's just out of reach. It's a collection of things, but still, I mean, ultimately, I'm not going to budge on that opinion of the offense is more to blame here.
Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Woman Crush Wednesday, Christmas Eve. Bob Hady, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope on the other side of the glass. Ravens 3-point dogs coming up on Saturday at Green Bay with the season in the balance. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
Bob, Nolan, Merry Christmas Eve, fellas.
Same to you, Kevin.
I think it's been very unfortunate to see this offense fail when it seems like it should be the easiest to succeed, right? That's really what it comes down to. These aren't even the trickiest of situations, I don't think. I haven't really heard anybody act like it was, right? There's no reason to. I think for a third-year guy in Todd Monken to not be reliable this way has really shocked me personally as well. I thought the guy was doing a great job. And Nolan, just real quickly to your point, I think the thing people underestimate a lot is Josh McDaniels is one of the best offensive coordinators to ever get in the NFL, whether people like him or not. He's a failure as a head coach. But that little sucker will put the knife in you if you give him enough chances. And we were up against it with him. Look how great he's done for them. But, yeah, Merry Christmas, folks.
All right, Kevin, thank you on a high note. Yeah, Josh McDaniels, couple of opportunities to be a head coach, didn't work out, but as an OC, and he's gone through different quarterbacks, and yeah, he was in the heyday of Brady and all that good stuff, but Charlie Weiss was too. Remember Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel in the early stages of the New England domination, and they both got head coaching jobs. Josh McDaniels is a guy that he does what he does best, and that's calling plays and scheming up offenses as a head coach. You know, history has shown that maybe that's not his calling card, but he's made a pretty good living, and he's got some hardware because of it.
He deserves a ton of credit.
Sure.
I mean, Vrabel's getting the credit for it, the night and day difference between the Patriots last year and where they are this year. I mean, it's insane in a lot of ways, so McDaniel's part of that. But again, I keep going back to it wasn't just one play. There's multiple instances the other night where Drake May has a guy barreling down on him and still gets the ball out with an accurate tight spiral, and it's on the money. That's stuff that just, you don't teach that. That's not, you know, McDaniel doesn't come in and say, hey, here's how you right. handle the pressure. And that's just...
Make sure you hit him in the numbers.
It's instinctual. It's you either have it or you don't. And Drake May, as a young quarterback, has it. That's all I know.
Bob Haney and Nolan McGraw, we'll come back, take more of your phone calls. We'll get to Keys coming up at the 11 o'clock hour because people want to talk. We got Cordell Woodland coming up at 11 o'clock. Preview the Ravens and Packers with him. Whip around 11:15 and find out what's happening down in College Park with Jeff Ehrmans from InsideMDSports.com. And what's under your Christmas tree? Baltimore sports fan, as Christmas is tomorrow. Here on this program for sure, but the Ravens, they're up against it, trying to get to the postseason again. Doesn't look like it's a likely scenario, but you never know. It's not impossible. Here's the deal. Ravens need to win out. Steelers need to lose to Cleveland. If Pittsburgh beats Cleveland or the Ravens lose to Green Bay, it's over, Johnny. That's a wrap.
Some might say it's already over, but we don't have to go down that road anymore. Yeah,
I just...
We'll keep the hope for the next couple
almost
hours.
Almost morbid curiosity. Have it get to a win in your end game against Pittsburgh and lose the game just to hear people melt down the next day. All right, let's go to Shiloh in Baltimore. Shiloh, what's up, dude?
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, can I ask you guys a question, right? So you know I'm big on the Ravens, right? But I'm looking at Harbaugh, and I'm looking at his resume of what I know of him, right? So here's the question real fast. With the type of talent we have had, I'm going to say last 5 years or whatever. Lamar been here 7, 8 years, but last 5 years, right? My thing with Harbaugh, his leadership, or him being a coach, it's like we do good in the regular season. We probably get past the first round, but we only been to one AFC championship. And 13, I say 13 years because we won a Super Bowl in 2013. My point is somebody keeps saying the Harbaugh be high in 30 seconds if he go to another team. But how do you say that with a guy that's leading a team or teams that we have had in the past and we can't beat the Kansas City's of the world and it's like we can't beat Buffalo in the playoffs now? I'm not knocking the Ravens because I love my Ravens team, but I'm talking about Harbaugh as a leader and as a coach. How does you say that he will be hired in 30 seconds if he has not proven that with this type of talent on this team and teams like 19 and all that? I don't have enough time to say all that.
Yeah.
But my question is, how does he be hired in 30 seconds? Hey, Bob, my question is...
Dude, I hear you.
How does it happen, though?
Well,
how does it happen?
And Nolan, Shiloh, hey, thanks for the call, dude. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. That at 63 years old, would he be an attractive, you know, a commodity when they're in this all young guy? Look at me, Ben Johnson and Cohen and Jacksonville. Now, Vrabel's kind of an outlier, but he's not like he's ancient by any stretch of the imagination. Like, I think one of the comparisons is Andy Reid left Philly and went to Kansas City. Like he was done in 13, went there in 14 or whatever it is. And they made the playoffs pretty much every year since then, except for this year. But Reid was younger when he left Philly than John is now. So I think age might be more of a deterrent than whether or not he's capable of taking you to another level here as a coach.
Yeah, maybe. Like we talked about yesterday, like everyone's fascinated with the hot new toy, right? You know, who's the young rising OC or DC that we got to give the job to? So that's why, you know, your average age of your head coach is going down, or it has over the past 10 years. But as far as Harbaugh, I mean, look, I want him out. I want him out of Baltimore, but I still subscribe to him getting a job right away, or one of the first guys to go, or take it a step further that he has his pick of the litter, and he has
really,
he has earned his the reputation to say, if I want to sit out a year like Mike Vrabel, had offers on the table last year.
Yes, he did.
And he turned them down. And he took New England. Now, former player, there's a stronger connection there, but I think even he would say that, all right, Drake May, I see something there. I see a young team. I see a team with a lot of cap space. I see a team on the rise. I want to take that job. Harbaugh could be in the same boat. And honestly, there's just not a lot of good coaching in the NFL. I mean, look at how many people get fired every year. How short of a leash guys have. You might not like Harbaugh, but I implore you to name 10 guys that are adamantly better than him. I could give him maybe 5, 6, but 10? No. And that's only a third of the league.
Okay.
So,
and by the way, let's stress, I'm not. I mean, Nola might be advocating for him to be gone, but we're not saying that he is going to be gone. If he's gone, he can go, Miami, I want your job. Or they would, well, he'd be the first, like he gets whacked on a Monday, they right. lose to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
The first call, the Giants, the Falcons, whomever, because they haven't fired their coach, but and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I think John will look at the quarterbacks. Like Vrabel saw, hey, we got a first-round quarterback here, too. You take that Miami job, you're like, who the bleep's my quarterback?
Right.
Him and Flacco came in the same time. And they rode a great wave of success to championships and 10 playoff wins, et cetera, et cetera. And then Lamar was drafted, took over, rode a new wave, got multiple contract extensions. His success has been tied to upper level quarterbacks, in Lamar's case, an MVP Hall of Fame level quarterback.
Right. And there's at some point, maybe in the slow period of the year, I'd like to explore like alternate timelines of Baltimore sports. Like what would happen if this didn't happen? And
sure.
Honestly, I think one of the biggest butterfly effects that we've seen is Joe Flacco getting hurt in 2018. Because on the surface, obviously, Lamar doesn't start in 18 at all, if that's the case. And I would say you go into 19, even though Joe's the week one starter. They probably play 500 ball like they had for the previous 3 years. Maybe you make the playoffs, but it's still the same outcome. You're out in the first round. There's a very real possibility if Flacco doesn't get hurt in 18, that Lamar has 1, 2 NFL starts under his belt going into 2020.
Well, how
instead
about
of an MVP.
I'll take it to another extreme. Flacco finishes out the year. The Ravens go 7-9. Harbaugh gets whacked,
mm-hmm.
and then a new coach comes in.
And then
because they were sub 500 when Joe got hurt going sure. into that bye, and Lamar came back, and they never lost the game until the playoffs.
So maybe that new coach would be fascinated by Lamar, and they would turn it over to him. But even still, I think new coach trying to find your way, probably a first-time head coach, would say, I want to go with the stability of Flacco over the unknown.
Well, I'm starting to get the vibe that maybe if you want a Christmas present under your tree as we're a day away from Christmas, it's a new head coach for the Ravens in 2026. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us. Got the whip around. Jeff Furman, your phone calls, got keys. We got a lot to do. It's Christmas Eve. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Hedy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories. that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.